Praise the Lord. How many of you want a good word this morning? I need one. If I need one, you need one, right? Amen. We got on some stuff on Friday night. We want to make sure it's real clear to everybody. Amen. I'm going to keep you till about, well, till I get through. Joel chapter 2. Let's go back there again. When you get there, say, I got there. Now, this morning, we worshiped a little bit differently, but we participated in this just a little bit. Joel chapter 2, verse 1. Everybody say, blow the trumpet.
Blow the trumpet.
In Zion.
In Zion.
Praise God. Blow the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm. Everybody say, sound an alarm.
Sound an alarm.
In my holy mountain. Amen. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Now, when it says blow the trumpet and sound the alarm, that's what you did this morning.
Amen.
That's what you did spiritually this morning. When it said, come on, when you got to get through to something, come on, hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Now, you know, when folk get in your way, don't you blow your horn?
Amen.
Sometimes.
Now, you know, even in certain places, they inspect your vehicle for safety. Everybody say, for safety.
For safety.
They're going to check your horn to make sure your horn works.
Amen.
Look at somebody and say, does your horn work?
Does your horn work?
Don't you know that at times your horn will save you? Your horn will deliver you.
Amen.
Your horn will chase. I mean, I tell you what, if somebody steps out in front of that car, doesn't need to be there. Come on. That horn will get them out of the way.
Amen.
It'll let somebody know, hey, wait a minute. I'm here. Come on.
Amen.
I'm here. Don't run into me. Don't mess up my car. Don't kill me. I've got a horn. Back off. Get out of my lane. Anybody need to sound a horn this morning?
Amen.
Well, that's what this thing, the scripture is telling us. Blow the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Many things, this is the very start of all things. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's the very, God, you see, a lot of people don't shout until after their breakthrough, till after their battle's over. Come on. But true believers and people of great faith, we shout before. We shout before it's over, amen, because
amen.
We know in the end we're going to win.
Amen.
So it says, blow ye the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm. That means make a joyful noise, shout for joy. Praise the Lord. So many people want to take so many things, but they don't want to do it God's ways. It says, do this. Everybody write down this word, ruah. That's what that word alarm means. R-U-W-A. It's a Hebrew word. It means to split the ears. Somebody say shriek.
Shriek.
For alarm or joy. Praise God, praise God, praise God. For alarm or joy, blow an alarm, cry, alarm aloud, out, destroy, make a joyful noise. Everybody say smart.
Smart.
Shout for joy. Sound an alarm for triumph. Praise God, praise Joel chapter 1. Praise God, praise God, praise God. You know, you got to get around some folk that'll help you sound an alarm.
Amen.
Say, I want to go somewhere I can blow my horn. There are certain situations, there are different things you've got to do at different times of your life and in different seasons. And as you walk through this walk of faith and as you go through stuff, you're going to get to a place, come on, somebody say, you got to blow the horn. Or that gate's not going to open, that wall's not going to come down. Amen. You've got to give God what He requires.
Amen.
So many people oversleep. The morning's up and they waste time. and they oversleep and they blow hours and hours on end, amen, because they don't wake up. They don't take advantage, amen, of daylight hours. But you know folk that shout. Come on, you go to certain places, amen, you could be dead in your, you could just be dead on the inside almost, amen, oblivious to the things of spirit, oblivious to things that God is speaking, amen. Then all of a sudden you go to one meeting. You go to one service where everybody's not sleeping like you, amen. And all of a sudden, all you hear, what's all the noise about? What's all the screaming about? Why are they shouting? Why are they rejoicing? Why are they drunk in the Holy Ghost? It'll wake folk up.
Amen.
There are certain people that will only wake up, amen, when they get around a bunch of clocks that gone off.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There are certain people, I mean, if a church will start to shout the way that God wants it to shout, amen, it will alarm the people, amen,
yes,
to the
amen.
Thing that God wants them to
amen.
Hear.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Good. Thank you.
Everybody say, shout your way out.
Shout your way out.
Somebody, glory to God. Praise the Lord. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You may feel that your angels may be sleeping. You may feel that on the inside you're sleeping. Amen. Relaxing, laying back. Some say a good shout.
Good shout.
Will wake you up spiritually.
Wake you up spiritually.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
A good old Holy Ghost fit. Amen.
Amen.
A good old Holy Ghost fit will wake you up real good when you don't feel like it. Amen.
Amen.
When you feel like turning around. Amen. That's the one. That's the service you need to make. And you need to carry on worse than everybody else. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
When you feel discouraged. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. The joy of the Lord is your strength. You need to get in there. Somebody say hallelujah. Say, I'm going to get in here and cut the fool.
Amen.
Say, I ain't got nothing. I used to tell folk, you better come in here and lose it or you're going to crack up out there. I'd rather go into the security of the church around some crazy folk just like me on a good Friday night, on a Sunday morning, amen, look around, amen, and just lose it here so I don't lose it out there.
Amen.
Listen to me. I'm not lying to you. You can sound the alarm. You know, when you wake up early in the morning, sometimes, come on, people try to tell you breakfast is ready and you drowsy, amen. I'm perceiving in my spirit there are some people that need to be awakened to what God is doing.
Thank you, Jesus.
I mean, you hear him in the distance and you don't know whether you're in a dream or not. There was one scripture in the Bible, amen, it says we were as in a dream, as it was like a dream. Come on, everybody say dreams. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying, I'm the God that makes dreams come true. There's a bunch of things you think you're dreaming about, but it's reality. You just haven't waken up to it yet, amen. So say, pinch yourself.
Pinch yourself.
God's doing great things around you.
Hallelujah.
Say, it's real.
Real.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. You find your friends, you find other folk. Amen. You go try to tell them the word of God. It's like, come on.
It's true.
Come on.
Amen.
Oh, that's nice. Roll back on over and go back into what they were into. No, that's just y'all. Somebody say, roll back over. There is something for you need to stop talking to.
Amen.
Come on. Stop rubbing on their face. Time for you to get up, baby. Time for you to get up, dear. Amen. You need to break a shout on them.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You need to get in an anointing of the Holy Ghost that changes you and changes everything about you. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You need to walk in such a powerful anointing, it causes folk to wake up. What's wrong hallelujah. With you? I'm not just talking about acting stupid. Amen.
Amen.
I'm talking about getting under an anointing. Somebody
amen.
Say hallelujah. There's something on that causes me to wake up.
Amen.
What's going on?
Amen.
Everybody say sound the alarm.
Sound
in my holy mountain, let all the inhabitants of the land, some say, let every inhabitant of the land,
let every inhabitant of the land
tremble.
Tremble.
Now that's just not talking about you, even though you're in the land, right? Mm-hmm. There are certain folk that need to be shaken.
Yes.
You ought to shout until the devil shakes.
Amen.
Come on. You ought to shout for victory and tell
yes.
all of your enemies and talk. You know what? The promised land that God's given you, most likely somebody else is already there.
Hallelujah.
And you got to learn to shout your way in so
that's
they can
right.
shout their way out. Somebody
Amen.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You ought to get so full of the Holy Ghost that it makes the devil scared. I'm not messing with them folk. I'm not messing with that man. There's something wrong there. Come on.
Amen.
He
Amen.
Believes in God.
Amen.
Hello, people. Don't you know there were certain battles that the people didn't even have to fight?
That's right.
They just started shouting and the enemy started fighting each other. Amen. Amen. Or they just start, the devil was on the run when they just started to shout.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes. Amen.
So I say phase one.
Phase one.
Now don't you know our nation did something they called the shock and awe. Somebody say hallelujah. Praise God. But don't you know saints need to do that too?
Amen.
Come on, we need to give the devil a little bit of shock and awe right in the midst of the enemy's camp. You need to get right in the middle of it. Somebody say hallelujah. And do that shock and awe thing. And you know what shock and awe was meant to do? It was meant to destabilize them, to scare them, to stop them in their tracks. They say, man, these are bigger than we thought they were. They got more stuff than we thought they had. Amen. They're coming in on us. But we, when we get under attack, when the devil's on our back, amen, we do, we clam up, we clam in and shut up, amen. We need to pull a little bit of shocking on by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Somebody say, sound the alarm.
Sound the alarm.
Old folk in metropolitan cities, amen, they used to train them old people, amen, to be in their house. Somebody break in on them. The smart, some people, oh, they just lay there, act stupid, amen. They broke in this one old woman's house. She wasn't stupid. She started calling for folk that wasn't there, amen. Come on, Leroy and John. Somebody got in here.
Amen.
So say praise God.
Praise God.
You wait right there. Wait till I go get something. You might not even have it. Amen. But if you say it, amen, the devil will get on the run.
Amen.
Amen.
So say shock and awe.
Shock and awe.
Y'all looking at me like I'm crazy. Y'all need to open your mouth and pull a little bit of shock and awe.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. And if somebody done beat you down, and if I done beat somebody and beat somebody and beat somebody, and I done beat them to almost I'm tired of beating them, amen, then I look on the floor and they start looking at me laughing.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. You ever seen that movie? What was that movie? Some movie with Eddie Murphy, and he got to fight in Della Reese, Reverend Della Reese. And he punched that woman right dead in her foot. He punched that woman right in her gut. And Della said, ooh. She looked up and she said, now that's what I like. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Some of y'all need to pull some of that. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say a little bit of shock and awe.
A little bit of shock and awe.
Hell yeah. Don't you remember when you were kids, they used to tell you my grandmother was crazy too. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My brother and sister used to beat me up. Amen. She used to give me all kinds of secrets. Amen. Use your teeth. Amen. Then she tried once. She said, act real crazy. Just act crazy. Amen. You know when you can't fight some folk, you just need to act crazy. Oh, yeah. Come on. You know, they know they're going to back off. Hello.
Amen.
Hello. Hello, when the devil comes in on you with any kind of circumstance, and wait a minute, God's on my side.
Amen.
Don't you know I'll call for it in heaven and he'll do some great thing?
Amen.
Do you enjoy your life?
Thank you, Jesus.
Some say sound an alarm.
Sound an alarm.
I'm preaching good today, and I believe somebody's hearing me.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When people think you're defeated, let them see with your hands lifted up. Great is God.
Amen.
Make them nervous. Say, what did God do for them? What did God tell them? What did God do in them? Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't you know your praise will keep the devil at bay?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I'm trying to teach you how to get in. Somebody say, you're about to take the walls.
You're about to take the walls.
See, there are certain different kinds. There are two people that climb walls. Everybody's got to climb walls. Don't you know that? Some folk that get in trouble, they get bound in, they climb walls. They ain't got nothing else to do, just climbing the walls. Come on, because they're trapped in. But there's another group of people that climb walls to get in.
Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There have been some things that you've been locked out of and bound out of. Somebody say hallelujah. And they got a brick wall up there and you'll never cross over. Amen. God's about to put an anointing on you that will cause you to climb walls.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say run on the wall. We got a lot of stuff to cover. I'm just covering this morning a shout. Amen. I'm going to give you the introduction of what we're going to be talking about in this season. Somebody say hallelujah. One, sounding the alarm. That's just, I'm only talking to people that are awake. I'm only talking to people that are awake. God don't want no sleepwalkers. Too many people sleepwalking. I'm talking about sounding alarm this morning, sounding alarm that will cause the inhabitants of the land to tremble. For the day of the Lord cometh and is nigh at hand. That's your message this morning. The day of the Lord comes, I'm going to say the switch, It's nigh at hand. And that's what we're talking about. Listen, and then we're going to talk about they shall run like mighty men. We started on that on Friday night. And they shall not break their ranks. See, everything goes, is done in order. And we claim a bunch of stuff, and we like to do things backwards. You heard folks say, you do everything all half backwards. Everybody say backwards. See, this is where the church is at today. If you look at this whole, I believe this whole book of Joel, second chapter of Joel, is just God's plan of doing things. It's his order of doing things. Amen. First, the alarm. He's not going to do anything with a non-praiser.
Amen.
He's not going to do anything with a non-praiser. He inhabits the praises of his people. See, there are a lot of people that think God's inhabiting stuff, but you don't have praise, he's not inhabiting it. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wherever he shows up, something's going to give. Amen. Oh, come on.
Amen.
Wherever Jesus is, folk going to praise him. He said, if you don't praise him, rocks will praise him. The very rocks will cry out. So God, wherever God manifests himself, somebody's going to give up some praise.
Amen.
Oh, God's doing a great thing, and we just sit there and watch him do it. Come on. Where God does something, there's going to be praise.
Amen.
That's the first thing. How are you checking a move of the Holy Ghost? Is it of God? Is it of the anointing of the Spirit? Is there uncontrollable praise?
Amen.
You have to think to yourself, if God was here, what would be happening? If that power walked into this room, amen, come on, and you were saved, amen, you're going to respond a little bit. Somebody say hallelujah. It's going to have a little bit of response. Something going to jump within you.
Amen.
When Jesus was with those two that saw him after he had risen from the dead and he was walking through, they couldn't discern who he was. After he left, he said, didn't our hearts burn within us? Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
Something's going to give where God shows up.
Mm-hmm.
Something's going to happen. You're going to feel a little bit of something.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody's going down in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Somebody's going to get healed. If he can't do it to the whole multitude or to the whole crowd, he'll find a few that needs a breakthrough. Somebody's going to get something. Somebody's going to get something. Do you hear what I'm saying? Wherever God is, no matter what the condition of the people are, he's going to find somebody in there. Somebody say
amen.
Hallelujah. One to
amen.
Bless.
Amen.
One to deliver. One to heal. One to give a breakthrough. One to touch. You ever seen how it go around here? God will be moving. Everybody, half the group mad. I'm talking, we had a time 99% mad. Amen. And yet there's one. Come on. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let there's one. It's not because that one's so special. It's because God tried to find the least. Come on.
That's right.
He said, wait a minute. I'm here. I'm not going to make my trip in vain. Amen.
Amen.
I don't need this where I'm going. I'm going to leave it here. Who can I leave it
Amen.
With?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Father.
So you ought to think that way. Come on.
Amen.
If God stops by, he's looking for somebody to bless. Amen. Said so he couldn't do many mighty works. Amen. Except do something for a few. Somebody say a few.
A few.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You don't want it? More for me. Tell somebody.
Amen.
You don't want that cup? I'll take it. Somebody
Amen.
Say hallelujah.
Amen.
You don't want the blessing? I'll
Amen.
Take it. Somebody say hallelujah. Next.
Amen.
Somebody say praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Next. Folk, get the word. There have been many folk. Don't you know? We're teaching on the Holy Ghost. Don't you know when God throws something out there, it's there?
Amen.
If
hallelujah.
They don't take it, you should.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
Say, I got it. Somebody
I
say hallelujah.
It.
God wants to do something to you. Yeah, right. And then let them say, yeah, right. You say, I receive it. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Don't you know people that don't know how to receive blessing won't get it? Don't you know there was a blessing of those two sons and one rejected the blessing, amen, for the work of the flesh, and the other one said, I'll take it. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
He believed in blessing. The other one didn't understand it. He didn't believe in it. Couldn't figure it out. Oh, it's nothing. Amen. It's a little speech that he puts on my head. I'm hungry right now. Amen.
Amen.
It don't mean a thing. It doesn't mean a thing what they talk about. Amen. Oh, he's just going to say some words over me. In 15 minutes, it's going to be over with. I want some food now. Somebody say praise God. And look at the condition of the world today.
That's right.
Because somebody didn't understand the blessing of God.
Amen.
You better believe in curses as well as blessings.
Amen.
Amen.
Because they're real.
Amen.
Somebody say, what God has for you, nobody can take. Oh, yeah, they can.
Oh, yeah, they can.
You don't take it. Next. Don't you know that's why you saved today? Glory to God. Because he came to his own people and they rejected him. And God said, wait a minute, I didn't come here for nothing. Find me a Gentile someplace. Find me a Gentile somewhere. Amen. The scribes and Pharisees were all dressed up, ready to go. Come on, dressed up, nowhere to go. Had all their garments on, all their act together, prayed for years. Amen. And then it came right in front of their face. They wouldn't took it. He said, find me a harlot. Amen.
Amen.
Find me a woman at the well. Find me somebody that's been cheating on her husband. Amen. Amen. Find me a tax collector. Amen. Find me somebody to bless.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
You can't stop God from being himself.
Amen.
Sometimes your blessing is not all about you. It's all about him. Somebody
Amen.
Say hallelujah. He wants to show himself strong. Sometimes you ought to go to church and say, I need to go up here and get blessed because them folk don't know. Come on, I got to go. I got to go help God out. I got to help Jesus out. Amen. Let me help him out. Here I am, Lord.
Amen.
We wrote a song a while back. If you want to bless me, Lord, that's all right with me. You got to get in agreement with the blessing.
That's right.
You've got to get in agreement with the blessing of God.
Yes.
That one song, we ought to play it maybe tonight or something. I came for deliverance, and deliverance I'll receive.
Yes.
You said you deliver me, and that's what I believe.
Amen.
You ought to come for something. Come on.
Amen.
You ought to come for something. Somebody say hallelujah. Don't come just to look at me. Amen.
Amen.
Don't come just to sit around and waste your time. Come for something.
Amen.
Come for a miracle. Come for a touch.
Amen.
Come for healing. Come from a word that will change you forever.
Amen.
Amen.
So say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, certain folks look at you, see some folk pull up and you think to yourself, not to church. Amen. You pull up in front of your yard. They just must want something. I ain't seen you in a long time. What do you want? You know, you got to smile. What do you want? Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But when you come to church, somebody say hallelujah.
Glory to God.
There's an angel at the door.
Yes, amen.
They know. They don't have a problem with it because they got more than enough.
Amen.
They
amen.
Know you came for something. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They know you come for something.
Yes.
God knows you came for something. Sometimes you don't even know what you came for, but
amen.
He knows.
Amen.
He knows what you have need of even before you ask it. Somebody
amen.
Say hallelujah. God knows what you need. You don't think you need something.
Hallelujah.
You need something today.
Amen.
Your heart's crying out. Amen. You might be sitting up there all dignified, say you got it all together. But in the inside of your spirit say, God, help me. Help me, Lord. Help me. I need something. Amen. I need some changes in my mentality, God. Amen. My mind thinks I got it all together, but down on the inside, I really know. Help. Somebody say praise God.
Praise God.
Thank God for your spirit that cries out to heaven.
Amen.
Somebody say praise God. Don't you know they sing a different song than you sing sometime?
Amen.
Your mind, you sit up there, I can't wait to get out of here. Your spirit saying, come on, God.
Amen.
Just a little bit of beat now. I'll get this head out together, out of the way. Come on.
Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
God
wants to bless you and he will.
Amen.
So say, sound the alarm.
Sound the alarm.
Say, sound the alarm.
Sound the alarm.
Praise God. You've got to get the word.
You've
got to get this word. You've got to get this word and act on it. Somebody say,
amen.
If you don't get anything else, get this word. Amen.
Amen.
Just act like a dummy and do the word. Just act like a dummy and do the word and watch
amen.
What happens.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just act stupid and do what the word says to do and watch what you end up in. So I say glory to God.
Glory to God.
So say play dumb.
Play dumb.
We need to wait on it, amen. I guess God's doing something, amen.
Glory to God.
One, sounding the alarm. If you don't get it, you better ask somebody to teach it to you.
Amen.
You don't get it till you do it. Oh, I understand that if you're not doing it, you don't get it. Ooh, praise God, praise God, praise God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I see it by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. I see it in the anointing. You're going to get it.
Hallelujah.
Not just in church, not just in the Holy Ghost meeting. Amen. You'll pray a little bit different than other folk.
Amen.
Amen. come on, you'll respond to things a little bit different. Amen. They go up there to say that little begging prayer. Amen. Then the saints that know the Lord, their God. Amen. That know how God is. Amen. You'll enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Somebody say hallelujah. And into his courts with praise. Somebody say hallelujah. You'll get in. Somebody say hallelujah. So can we say a quick word of prayer? Amen. Before you know it, you're there.
Amen.
Praise will get you there. Somebody say hallelujah. Woo, praise God. Grab somebody by the hand real quick. Just grab somebody by the hand real fast and say, this is how it's done.
This is how it's done.
Feel the Holy Ghost and just shout a little bit.
Yes.
Come on. Hey! Somebody ought to say, hey! Somebody ought to shout, glory! Sit down. Sit down. Ooh, we learning, aren't we?
Amen.
Breaking it down. Find them kind of folk.
Amen.
Jesse, come up here for a second. I'm going to shut up in just a moment. Holy Ghost told me to keep you till 12:30. Don't get upset. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Some of y'all been in worse places you couldn't get out for months. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It'd be like this. Amen. Brother, I need you to pray with me. I'm believing God to do this. Amen. I'm believing God to come through. I'm believing God to work a miracle. Will you pray with me? Come on. And sometimes you don't need to know what to say. And see, most of the religious, they get up there and say, now how am I going to get this prayer out so they think I'm spiritual? What little fancy words am I going to say? Dear Lord. Come on. What little faith prayer can I pray? Some say, you don't even have to think about it sometime. Say, God already knows.
Amen.
And if I praise him, he'll reveal it.
That's right.
Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say the prayer will come out in my praise.
My prayer will come out in my praise.
Somebody say hallelujah. My prayer will come out in my praise. See, so many times you don't want to take a complaint to God.
Amen.
You get together with that person. And, come on, I'm looking for somebody. When we get up there and say, hey, I want you to agree and pray with me. I need this right now. You just stop for a moment. Ask me to pray for you. Just say something. Say, come on and play a skit with me. Act. Come on. I know you got to act.
I have a problem. I like to fight people, and I need your prayer.
Okay. Well, oh really? Somebody say, we're practicing.
We're practicing.
Well, let us pray about this. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, let's just pray. Just lift up your hands and give him prayer. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you praise, oh God.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Praise God. You're a redeemer. You are a sanctifying God. Oh, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. Nothing too hard for you, God. You said you'd fight every one of our battles. Hallelujah. If we hold our peace, glory to God. Victory will be ours. Glory. And we shout right now and thank you for victory.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Ha! Hallelujah. Glory. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's how you pray. Somebody say, glory to God. Ha, ha, yeah. Somebody say, glory to God. Don't you know there's some prayers, he said, with moans and utterings. Come on.
Yep.
Moanings and gutterings and things that can't even be uttered. Somebody say, hallelujah. What do I say now? Nothing. You ought to say, oh. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't want nobody hooing all over. Well, stay sick.
Amen.
I don't like all that noise. There used to be folks say, I don't like nobody yelling. You know, I can't stand nobody yelling. You can come, God don't need to go through all. You don't need to go through all that. Well, you wouldn't have received John's ministry.
Amen.
The voice of the one crying in the wilderness. There wasn't nobody else doing nothing but the one crying in the wilderness. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
You better take it the way it comes.
Amen.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
When there was one crying in the wilderness, there wasn't nobody in there. Wasn't no other woods, nowhere else you could go to find nobody's peacefully speaking. Somebody
Amen.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The cry was all you got.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Amen.
He inhabits the praises of his people.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God, praise God, praise
Thank
God.
You,
glory, give him praise. That's all. So say, blow the trumpet.
Blow the trumpet.
When you blow the trumpet, you call for help. See, they don't know that you got your back up. So you can't pray like that with everybody. Come on. But with saints, you can.
That's right.
With saints, you can. See, I see it in the spirit of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, blow the, sound the alarm.
Sound the alarm.
Make it real.
Make it real.
Amen. When you get in there, you just start to praise God. Amen. And they don't know what you're doing. Amen. You start praising God. And all of a sudden, there might be an angel a couple miles away to go, whoop. What's that out here? Let me get on over there to the scene.
Amen.
Come on, there might be an angel around the scene. Come on, be sitting behind the Leslie cabinet for a couple months. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
Just sitting there waiting for it to do anything. Amen.
Amen.
Just waiting to move. Amen. All of a sudden they hear a praise over in the back corner over there. Ah, hallelujah. Who's calling me?
Glory to God.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, if you confess the Lord,
if you confess the Lord,
call him up.
Call him up.
His number is praise.
His number is praise.
Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got to learn to call what you need.
Amen.
Call on the one that answers prayer. Amen. Sometimes you can have an old dumb dog. I'm not saying angels are dumb dogs. Amen. But you know, if you there's certain dogs don't come until you call it right. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They're not going to come to do nothing. And they can't do anything with griping, complaining.
Amen.
Amen. And words of lack and unbelief and doubt, they're not even going to come. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
They don't come, amen, when they hear prayers of disbelief and all this other mess.
Amen.
Amen. They just sit right there because they say, I'm going to go up there and not going to be able to do anything. They call me, then they're going to stop.
That's right.
Call me here to do nothing. I might as well sit right here until I hear the environment. Somebody say, have you met your conditions?
Have you met your conditions?
Hallelujah. And praise is a condition for a miracle.
Praise God.
Somebody say hallelujah. Are we learning anything? Somebody say sound the alarm.
Sound the alarm.
Wake them up. Wake them up.
Amen.
Wake them up. Stuff will start. I mean, there'll be all kind. I mean, you have all kind of angels that are assigned to you. All kind of blessings that are assigned to you. Greater is he that's in you and for you than he that's in the world.
Amen.
Some say, you got more going for you than you really know about.
That's right. Hallelujah. God be for me. Who could be?
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But you need to give him something to work with.
Glory to God.
Call him up. It's like laying train tracks. Each praise, each shout, each dance is like a new rail going down. Boom. Boom. Come on.
Amen.
And I'm almost there. Keep on praising.
Amen.
Keep on praising until they get there. Did y'all enjoy that this morning?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So we say praise God. Don't miss. Don't
That's
miss.
You said the train track thing, because do you remember that message that you preached on the angels want to bring your blessings in wheelbarrows?
Uh-huh.
But your seed was the bricks for the path. And some people couldn't get their blessings because the angels were falling down because they didn't have enough bricks in the path. For the angels to get.
Praise God.
I saw that right before you said the train track thing.
Praise God. I tell you what we need to do. That's awesome. You have to water the seeds.
Right. Amen.
Stop running out of church right away.
Amen.
You run out without your blessing.
Amen.
You might be, come on. Now, if you're negative and you ain't got nothing good to say, please run out right away.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. You can leave suddenly. Somebody say
Amen.
Praise God. Don't spread it. Somebody say hallelujah. We'll just know if you take that door, amen. Somebody say they're leaving suddenly to spare the congregation, amen. But if you got something on you, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Water something. You need water. All I'm doing is planting a seed. But you've got to water the seed that's planted. That's why we fellowship with one another.
Hallelujah.
Maybe you're struggling. Maybe you hear something. You just didn't get it. You got it. Your spirit got it.
Amen.
But you know what? It hasn't been watered yet. Have you ever been confused if you got something or mad? Don't leave. Come on. What you need to do is you need to go out to the lobby. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, and get yourself a cup of coffee. Amen. Now don't run your mouth if you're in doubt and unbelief. You shut up. Somebody
Amen.
Say hallelujah. You just sit there and smile. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't open your mouth till you feel better. Amen.
Amen.
And then let somebody else that's got the right word. I'm talking about the same word. Don't water. Don't come on.
That's right.
Don't plant some other mess. Amen.
Amen.
If we didn't talk one thing, don't add nothing to it. Somebody say hallelujah. Say that, just water the same seed. Amen. You just sit there. Amen. And they don't know. Amen. You might be having yourself another cup of coffee, a candy bar, or a bag of chips. Amen. And all you know, somebody say hallelujah. God will put an anointing on somebody else. Say, hey, you got the water.
Amen.
God will put you with the right person. Amen. At the right time to help you get over. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
That's the second wave, people.
That's right.
The seed comes in here, but the watering comes out there.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
That's a good word.
Don't let that watering take you so far that you forget the word.
That's right.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I used to go to Brother Fred Price's church, and they had one brother that was watering the word with me and Bill Tice. Amen. And thank God for a godly usher. Amen.
Amen.
Said, you've watered. Time to shut up now. I told the other person, amen, shut up now.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Say I got it. It's okay to tell folk I got it. You can shut up now.
Amen.
Don't practice your revival on me. Amen. Go on and tell me what you. Come on, go on and water the seed and make sure it enhances the thing that I've been taught to me. Amen. And then come on, somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
Say I got it now. Now you're trying to go. You ever seen folk that were anointed for a couple minutes? I mean, they were anointed to deliver you a word. Amen. Then they saw your reaction that you gave them the right word, and then boy, they took off. And another thing the Lord does say, come on, they just go, come on. Certain folk don't need know when to stop. If they haven't learned when to stop, amen, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You can learn. Somebody say hallelujah. That's enough. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell them, my cup runneth over, amen, and I thirst no more. Okay, are we learning?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. She's got a real serious prayer request. Any other prayer requests before we go? What is it?
Allison's here with us.
Yeah.
Her mom has breast cancer.
Oh. Okay. Wow. Is that Steve's wife or ex?
No, they separated.
Okay.
Yeah.
God is
Gary,
a healer.
It's Gary. Sherry King.
Okay. She needs healing for breast cancer. Tammy Faye Baker needs healing. I don't believe she's finished what God wants her to do.
Amen.
Boy, we need that message today more than ever. And nobody could, she was on Larry King in her little simple way. And she talked more joy, more Jesus. I mean, Lord, if when she gets healed, if she can get back out there, boy, she could reach a whole lot of people.
Amen.
A whole lot of people for God. So we're going to pray for Tammy Faye Baker, who's dealing with inoperable lung cancer. Never smoked. It has inoperable lung cancer. Alice's mama has breast cancer. Amen. Kathy Garvin has had surgery this week. We're praying for her. Brent is dealing with a very serious pancreatic cancer. Are y'all going to Germany?
On Thursday.
Billy's leaving for Germany. Are you going with him? Brent's going over to Germany Thursday. Amen. And Billy's going.
Billy needs prayer too.
I knew that she had some testing there. Amen. So we're praying for Billy. Jesus is a healer.
Yes, he is.
If you're not going, look, if you can't agree with healing, don't pray with us.
Amen. Amen.
No, you know, if I pray a prayer of faith, you get an agreement. Amen.
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 I was praying, but the Lord revealed to me that blah, blah. No, come on. Shut up. We're praying
amen.
For healing.
I believe Sharon's going to be.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When we pray for healing, we all pray for healing. Amen.
Amen.
Keep your little private revelation to yourself. Amen.
Amen.
As your faith is, so be it unto you.
That's
you think
right.
about that. See, there are a lot of people that got all kind of nasty faith for everybody else but themselves.
Yep. Mm.
I don't have the faith for that, but I do got the faith for, come on. As your faith is, so be it unto you.
Glory to God.
Come on.
Glory to God.
We had one guy that came in here. I'm shutting up. And this is a while back, wanted to be a prophet or whatever else. Well, and he was walking through the building, calling himself praying. Don't know we know the Holy Ghost too. Just walking around the building praying, a little sneaky self. Come on. Trying to pray against stuff. And Holy Ghost reveals that there ain't no prayer that's going to avail to anything. Amen. But I tell you what to go. Go give your brother a hug and tell him something. Tell him that you get in agreement with him. So I got out of the office, you remember? And I walked over to the brother and I said, come on, I said, brother, whatever you believe in for this church and for this ministry, for me, the Lord told me to tell you, you're going to get 10 times more in return for it. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
As your faith is, so be it for you. And it will manifest.
Amen.
God bless you with it. Boy, it looked like he had, come on, looked like somebody put a bullet to his head. Amen. Got out of here so fast. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
That stuff not going to work.
Amen.
No weapon formed against us going to prosper.
That's right.
That's right.
Ooh, Jesus. Glory to God. Stand up right where you are. So we're agreeing for healing. Somebody say hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Why are we agreeing for healing? Because we want to.
That's right.
Because we can.
Because it's the day of the Lord. It's going
to yes. Say he is a healer. Anybody else suffering in their body in any other way that you need healing for?
My mom's leg.
Come on up. If you come on up, receive this in the spirit right now. We're going to lay hands on the sick this morning like we should. Come on up if you're sick. Amen. Hallelujah. If you got anything going on in your body right now, I want you to come up and we're going to lay hands on you. And the prayer, you know, and you will be healed.
That's right.
And you will be healed. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you will be healed. Somebody say Jesus is a healer. I want to hear, and that's what I believe. You said you delivered me. And that's what you coming for prayer or you coming to help? Or both?
I'm coming for prayer for somebody.
Okay, he's coming for prayer. Yes, go and put that on. We'll come right back. Somebody say, Jesus is a healer.
Jesus is a healer.
And we can curse sickness and disease.
That's right.
Don't you know the devil wants to, y'all slide on down this way, amen. Don't you know the devil wants to kill you?
Oh, yes.
And sickness is never good. Sickness is never good. It's always wrong.
Amen.
And you don't have to have it.
Amen.
That's right.
You do not have to have it. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. Amen. You do not have to have sickness.
Hallelujah.
He's just trying to stop you from doing what God wants you to do.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Don't carry any extra baggage.
Glory to God.
Including cancer. Amen. Flus, viruses, whatever else
Amen.
It is. You stay healed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You stay healed.
Yes.
I dare, oh, Satan, we rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against you is going to be able to prosper.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Dean, come on up and help us with catching that in. And your job going to be, you tell them what's going to happen. Say, they're going to lay hands on you. And as soon as they lay hands on you, you're going to be healed. That's what you tell each one of them. Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. Everybody tell somebody that. Say, guess what? You're about to be healed.
You're about to be healed.
Say, as soon as hands are laid on you,
as soon as hands are laid on you,
you are going to be,
you are going to be
healed.
Healed.
Healed. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes, go and say it. Amen.
I was there that day it happened.
Praise Jesus.
So believe it. She was bedridden, was disabled,